Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for your entertainment buzz. TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch is joining us. And America's Got Talent is coming down to the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah, you know, the first few weeks, actually, it seems like months now, all auditions and the golden buzzers, and they have the guests, judges come in and hit their own golden buzzer. So there's a lot of people who get passed through to the live rounds. But now they keep always talking about the live rounds. Well, now we're finally there. As of tonight, America's Got Talent is live. Now they're actually performing for America's Vote to see who goes forward onto the next. So we're at the quarterfinal stage now for America's Got Talent, which has for many years been America's and NBC's top-rated summer show. And the one who emerged pretty early on as someone who it's going to be really hard to beat, because not only is the person talented, but they have a pretty good backstory, is this 23-year-old by the name of Cody Lee, who is blind and autistic, a singer and pianist. And when he performed Donny Hathaway's song, A Song for You, brought everybody to tears, got the instant golden buzzer to move him forward. And since he performed on America's Got Talent, the viral video of that has been viewed reportedly something like 300 million times on social media. And there's a few others who have who I'm sure are going to be very popular with the voters, but we'll see who makes it to the end. It's usually a singer, but not always, so we'll see what happens. But America's Got Talent is now gonna, I think, make some noise.
Well, I admit to sobbing my way through much of America's Got Talent, because that's just me. But I am just saying, no more ventriloquists, thank you. Anyway.
Yes, well, I don't know if any made it through on this because I've been falling behind myself, but yes.
Well, let's talk about Suits, because this might be the show best known for Meghan Markle being on the show, but it is in its final season. Without Meghan Markle.
It's like the eighth or ninth year. They've had a couple of seasons since Meghan moved on to greater and more royal things. But she left a wedding where she married one of the original characters, Mike, played by Patrick J. Adams. Well, now he's back. On Wednesday's episode, he returns. This is the final season of Suits, so they're tying up a lot of loose ends. They obviously couldn't get Meghan Markle back. That would have been, like, too much to ask for. There is no suit that is suitable for her to be brought back from England. She's having a very good time, I think, looking at Suits in the rearview mirror.
And that is your entertainment buzz. TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch joining us here on Total Information AM.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.